call to order. Wow. I'd like to bring the meeting to order.
All right. Look at that.
Leah, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sure. Everybody stand. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Leah. Steve, help me with that again on the roll call. See you later.
Let the record reflect that all board members are present.
Let the record reflect that all directors are present. Okay, we'll open with public comments, and please come to the mic for any public comments so we can get it on the minutes.
Make a St. Paul mark. And I read something in the...
Is that, I'm sorry, Hank, is that mic on? Maybe it's not on. Yeah, okay, here you go.
Okay. Just got to speak up closer.
I read something in the property owner's newsletter, which I'd like to have some clarity on. It said the Chamber of Commerce contracted with the CSA 56 to sell alcohol on the community building premises. They do not sell alcohol in this premises. They sell it outside in the county parking lot. I presume it's still a county parking lot, isn't it?
No.
Well, you took over that?
We did. The community did.
Okay, that brings up another issue. So we're responsible for the maintenance and repair and all slip and fall and ice removal and everything out there in that parking lot, because it was the county, and the county didn't do a good job. So now the CSD is responsible for it. Is that correct?
Hank, it was always CSA 56 that was responsible for that parking lot. It's just that CSD assumes all assets from CSA 56, and so now we are responsible.
Okay.
It was CSA 56 that was responsible for the maintenance of that parking lot prior to the CSD, just to be very clear.
Okay. And this may be touching on number 7, and if you don't want me to continue that, I will stop. If the county, if our CSD is giving permission for it to be used, the county or the Mountaineer Days, the Chamber of Commerce, usually provided a certificate of insurance to hold harmless everybody. And is that something
yes.
that's going to continue?
That is absolutely required.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. My comment is,
can you say your name?
My name is Cynthia. My comment is more of an inquiry, and I'd like to know if there are any plans to make curbside waste management pickup mandatory for each household, unlike it is now, and would that also include mandatory fees? I saw something on my dump card notice that kind of perked up my ears to this possibly being a future issue. I'm a single person, and I don't have curbside service. I just don't produce enough trash. Could it be added to a future agenda, possibly?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know much about that.
I don't believe that at this time that's mandatory. I think that the
it
state,
is not.
Yes, I think that the state was possibly looking to do that, but I don't think it's anytime soon, and I don't think it's something that we will have to take over right now.
That is a decision that we as a board could make as the solid waste administrator as part of the CSD, so that could be a board decision, but there has been zero discussion of that thus far.
Will we be notified when
of course,
that discussion is taking place?
All discussions are public, and you would be here for that discussion.
You're welcome.
B-I-E-A-L.
B-I-E?
German B-I-E-A-L.
Thank you.
Glenn Goldstein, and I'm informally representing our Veterans Association right now in this town. We have this park here, and are you taking that park over? That's what I thought. Now, we're going to be wanting to put some bricks there for memorialization of various veterans. We have the funds to do this. So once you have a manager, is there a potential of us talking with that manager for so we can keep it in perpetuity? We're willing to even put whatever tools for cleaning the bricks or whatever to upkeep without further expenses to the community. But I'd like to know that we can proceed with this design and install the bricks.
I think once we get a general manager, we can discuss that. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you have drawings yet? Do you have any designs?
No. I was waiting for. Actually, it's been a few. It's been a number of months, but I was waiting because I kind of felt like this might happen. So I wanted to know that we were on solid ground, and then I can do drawings for it, so that you know, we can make a rational proposal of where the bricks go. Okay.
Yeah, probably if you could just give us a little time to hire that general manager.
You
sounds
bet.
Like a great idea.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, all.
Hi there.
Bonnie Ross of CERT. And I have a question that pertains to CERT, not surprisingly. Obviously, we have used the
Joe. I'm sorry, Bonnie, we at the table all know you, but Alex over there, she's Bonnie Ross.
Sorry about that. Okay. No, she wasn't. We have a question. We have several reservations for the rest of the year for this building, for CERT, and we're just wondering if you're changing any of that or if you're going to honor those reservations that have been made.
No, I think we'll honor those reservations, sure.
You think you will?
Yeah, but we will.
Can you say you will?
We just will. We just really will, yeah.
Yeah. We have the calendar all the way up until the December, the end of this year, with all the calendared events that were calendared prior to us taking over, and we voted to continue that.
That's great. We appreciate that. So then you'll allow us to calendar items for the next year, at the end of the year, maybe end of the year. Okay. Now, in terms of the fee schedules, have you figured those out yet? You know, because we're a community group, we have not been paying fees to use the building, mainly because we don't have a lot of money. But because it's been a community group, we haven't in the past. Have you decided on the fee schedules or anything like that yet?
We just haven't had time to. You know, it's only the
it's
third. Yeah. we're just trying to get through a lot of the administrative processes.
I understand that, and I appreciate that. I'm just trying to, you know, cover our bases too, as you can understand that.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, on to discussion of possible action.
Can I make a public comment?
Sure.
I'd like to make a public comment. I'd like to thank Dusty for the brilliant speaker and microphone work that you did for us.
Yeah.
So much.
Can you guys hear us in the back?
Yeah.
Monica? Okay.
That's because
of Dusty. That's all Dusty.
There are some low speakers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll get better.
We'll get that better.
Yeah. So thank you.
Thank you.
Already making improvements.
Okay, item 4, discussion of possible action regarding transition of services from County Service Area 56. Any comments from the directors?
Ready to go?
Yeah. But does it exist number 5 more than number 4?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to pass them
how about that?
Thank you.
So Stephanie and I had a meeting with some of the folks down at area or special districts in San Bernardino this morning, and we had an hour. What's that?
They can't hear.
Oh, they can't hear.
There you go.
Move it up. You can pull it out too.
And we spent an hour with them, and some of the things that we came out of the meeting, some of the options, they were very helpful in providing different options and Stephanie and I will present them today or tonight so we can get a decision tonight so we can move forward on taking care of the bathrooms and the yards and things of that sort starting as early as Wednesday. And they're ready to move forward. They're just waiting for our board decision tonight. So you want to share some of
that? Yeah, so our recommendation is to go ahead and rehire Shannon at a temporary position. She would be contracted through CSA 70. They will go ahead and do the paperwork and manage her as an employee of CSA 70, and we would hire her at the rate of $16 flat per hour. She's amenable to that. She knows it would be temporary. We don't have any way of making that permanent right now. We could make a contract that's 6 months and terminate at any time. They assured us that they do have a position waiting for Shannon, so we don't have to be concerned about what will happen if she is terminated because we have another situation we want to go forward with. And the reason that we are making that recommendation is because Shannon is a valued employee. She is very familiar with the facilities and the reservation system, the calendaring, and she's willing to do the maintenance services in addition to scheduling and any other paperwork that needs to be done.
A couple questions.
Oh, sure. Do you want to add?
Yeah, I want to add to it. Some of the requests were to add a not to exceed clause, and Steve will need your help to draft a letter to send to special districts to help craft that, because he's got a, what's the gentleman's name? Tim?
It was Mr. Jeff Remy and Tim Millington.
Jeff's got to go and present it to his board, and he knows that we're under tight time frames, and we're available, or we're okay to go ahead and move forward and have her, if we approve it, have her come on and start while he gets the approvals from his board. So
this would be accomplished by a letter, or would this be part of the contract template that we had looked at or at the last meeting?
They said that if we got back to them this evening with an informal decision, that they would go ahead and draft the paperwork.
Okay.
And that we could look at the paperwork on Wednesday and sign it, and
okay.
Shannon agreed to also start on Wednesday if we gave notification this evening.
Okay.
Yeah. You like this? Okay. So there's a couple issues here. We agreed that a minimum number of hours that she could work to do her job as maintenance worker and administrative worker would be 18 hours. A week, okay? And she's very flexible. So generally it would be a Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule, but we have events on the weekends, and she was also willing to swap out one of those days for a weekend day. So then her schedule would be like Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, or Sunday. This does leave a gap. And it leaves a gap of picking up trash at the parks and checking on the restroom. And so I think our recommendation is to look into hiring an independent contractor that could fill in those gaps. So we need to go out and do some more research on possible, we need to get some bids for that. So, yes.
Would you be looking to hire the general, or the contractor on the days that Shannon is not working, the two odd days, like the Tuesday and Thursday?
If we saw that there was a significant gap between when she was working, when she was not working, and what was happening at our facilities, then yes. We would want to do that.
But this was a great small bridge to get us through the July and August time frame.
Right.
So we could get the general manager and other folks have some additional oversight besides.
It's really great.
It was recommended to us that we do rely almost on a permanent basis on independent contractors for cleaning the parks, because there's much more flexibility with that, and so we need to also investigate that for the long term.
Would one of Shannon's duties continue to be calendaring the community events and answering the phones and things like that?
Yeah, that's part of the administrative piece of it. So she'll be in charge of what she did in the past. That'll be the administrative stuff, taking the calls, doing updates to the calendar, doing the invoicing, and making sure they have insurance, and if once we get the insurance, they could purchase it or make sure that they have it before they rent the building out or the premises out. So, yeah, all those same duties. And this also gives us a time of understanding what the whole responsibility is, because when we were sitting in that meeting, there were some things that are just coming out that I wasn't aware, and I'm sure Stephanie wasn't aware, but we need to get some of the existing, or the one existing employee running, going for us, so we can understand what's going on and while we're going to look for the general manager as well. So I think it's a great step.
Yeah, I agree.
So the commitment is for 6 months. I don't quite understand the commitment. If this sounds like we could hire on an ad hoc basis, right?
So
but there's some kind of a commitment.
We would need to evaluate the contract they sent over to us, but they said that we could. They said it is harder to extend the contract than it is to terminate the contract. So we set it for a period of 6 months, but we terminated at 2 months. It would be easier to get out of than setting it at 2 months and then extending.
What does that do? Does that reserve her for us or something?
I believe so.
That?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
And if we did decide to terminate her contract at any point, did they say that they would be willing to put her in another position with the county?
Absolutely. They said they have a position waiting for her.
So you're saying we could end the contract anytime?
Yes.
And we will have to evaluate the contract to make sure that that is true.
It sounds like it's a 6 month agreement with a termination clause that
will
allow you to opt out. I don't know how many days notice was discussed, but that's kind of typical. You have a 6 month term with the ability to either party. Probably have the ability to terminate upon X number of days' notice.
And the bridge time that we were estimating would be about 2 months.
What?
You know, that would be the longest period of time that we needed a bridge before we had some kind of permanent.
But I'm a little concerned, though, that he said, go ahead with your agreement and I'll send you the contract later. I mean, I guess we can't get hurt if we don't have a contract.
No, it sounded to me like he needed to know whether or not that would be, from the board's perspective, whether that was an acceptable arrangement, and then he would notify county council to prepare the paperwork.
That sounds right.
That is true.
That's true.
I just wanted to mention one more thing. So there were two options for transitional workers that they could offer us through CSA 70. The second one was a general laborer who would work at the rate of $20 per hour, and that would also include travel time. And I think he was coming from Yucaipa area. And there would be a fee for the vehicle of $80 a day. So they were trying to be helpful. But that's one of the types of expense that we want to avoid. So
exactly.
With Shannon, we don't have that kind of expense.
I think it's a really good deal if it depends on the contract. It sounds like a really good deal.
But on the maintenance person that you're offering, so I did the calculation. If it's an hour there, an hour back, plus 6 hours of work, that's $200 for that Friday. So that'd be $200 once a week.
Plus the 80.
Right.
No, that includes the 80. So that's 200. That's $800 just to mow the yard. So. We will have to look at a different option for the yards, because that's the one piece that Shannon doesn't do. There's where she had the other help to help her with the yard work. So that's one piece that we gotta look into yet.
So could that be included in the recommendation for the general contractor for handling parks and such? Would that be a duty that
you mean for hiring one?
For hiring.
Yes, unless we figure it out before we hire the general manager. We did get six different recommendations from the other CSCs today on contractors that we could communicate with to get bids.
Okay.
It is the 4th of July tomorrow, and they were not available today. So we will do that.
Okay. Do I have a motion to pursue Shannon at $16 an hour and get a contract?
Can we make the motion for the committee?
Sure. It could be, exactly. That would be fine if you want to make a motion.
So we'll make the motion to hire on Shannon for $16 an hour. We'll also create a contract for special districts. And I guess that's it.
Would Shannon be performing that agreement before it was approved by?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it does sound like that.
Okay.
County Council, I believe, meets next Tuesday, and that's when they would present the contract.
To the Board of Supervisors.
To the Board of Supervisors next Tuesday. So, yes, she would, and then it would be retroactive.
Okay.
I will second that motion.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion is carried.
Okay.
All right.
Again.
How will that be communicated? Will someone from the board be talking to Petrini, or?
I think the same ad hoc committee will report back. We'll get the contract, right?
Yeah, we
get
will.
Get the agreement over to Steve. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is the ad hoc committee still in existence now that they've given the report, or has that been automatically disbanded?
No, they're not quite done yet.
There may be issues that arise out of the contract, and so it would be helpful to have that committee still in place in case I receive something from county council that I have a question about, then I can go to the committee and talk to them.
So do we need to take action to ensure that, or is that just, okay.
Okay. Item 5, discussion of possible action regarding district staffing. Didn't we pretty much already cover that? Okay. Item 6, discussion of possible action regarding district budget and deposit of funds.
That's up to you.
Leo and I had a really fun day.
Oh, that was fun. No.
Are you talking about, Leo's asking, that doesn't include...
Deposit of funds, that's what I thought it was a part of the check.
Yeah, the bank deposit?
The bank deposit.
Number 6.
So I was looking at number 6, like that included the reserve fee and the investigation into that? Okay.
Yeah, and I think that could lead into the bank issue as well.
Okay, great.
Would you like to start or do you want me to start?
Go ahead.
Okay. Do you have the itemization?
No, I don't have that detail.
Could I borrow that gray folder that has the itemization in it? Do you have it?
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Itemization.
Basically, we started a discussion with special districts, their finance department, to figure out what happened to our reserve fund of $34,000 that was supposed to be transferring over. The biggest amount that we found was the billing for auditing, which they do on a 2-year cycle, and so they are holding funds to pay for the auditing for the previous 2 years. Is that there? So that is about a total of
$3,700.
We don't have a itemization for the second half of administrative costs yet, but we are promised that. The pending utilities and the itemization is $584. We discovered a problem with that today. We have all of the utility bills, and we do have a list of what has been paid and what has not been paid. One of the items that has not been paid was a water bill for the community building for June, in the amount of
$843.89.
Leo went over to the water department to get the billing history for the last 2 years.
That includes the restrooms in the park.
Yeah, so a couple of, so I've got the history for the last 1 year, and $833. That was a big red flag for us, so I went over there and talked to them. I got this the billing piece of it. I haven't received a phone call back from Jim yet, but I was, as I was thinking, back in June of this year, we had the Memorial holiday.
They can't hear you when you turn.
Oh, we had the Memorial holiday. We also had the zip line folks grand opening. I'm looking at how much water is being used, and also it looks like the sprinklers were probably turned on, and we need to take a look at the duration of the sprinklers that are being
used. What was the bill? What was the average over the year?
The summer, it's about $400, $450.
So it's double that.
Yes. It goes from.
Okay.
Here's the average right here.
I'm just looking at the bills. So last year summer, it ran about $400 to $450, and in the wintertime, it goes down to $150.
Right.
So this June was kind of an aberration for many of
them. This was like, $843. And Tim had mentioned in today's meeting that there was a valve or something that was also leaking.
Oh, well, we found that, or is it fixed?
He mentioned that, and I think it did get fixed, but because we brought this up into our meeting today, he says, what's up with this $843? And he couldn't explain it away except
for... Can you guys have him come over and check it? I mean, really?
The water department could check the meter to see if it's still running.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's where it's at today. That's all the information I have today on this.
Okay.
So I'll report back on the next meeting.
Okay. Yeah, we need to have it checked out. I mean, yeah. What if it's still happening?
Because this bill, I don't think it's happening anymore.
Okay.
Because when was the bill read? Middle of June, I think. Because it's due on July 5th. The next meeting's on July 14th.
Well, it would be good to have the confirmation that it's fixed or whatever was wrong was fixed. I'd like to know exactly, you know, did it get fixed? What was wrong?
Right.
Okay. You could ask the water company to come look at the meter quickly because it would be spinning if it were excreting too much water right now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. All right, so the deposit of funds, the bank account is done. It's open. We'll get the online access in the next few days. That's it. There's not much really else to report on that. It's the funds are deposited. Okay, item 7, discussion of possible action regarding district insurance. I'm on the, that was my responsibility, and they are, I didn't get very far on this, they're closed for the holidays. So we'll have to hit that again on Wednesday. Item 8, discussion of possible action regarding transfer and acceptance of real property interest from County Service Area 56. Stephanie, you have comments on that?
Yeah. So this is an item for me and Steve to follow up with. Thank you to John in the back there for going through the lease with me. It's very clearly the upper field and not the lower field that is the lease here. And also, we don't have any responsibility for maintaining the park or maintaining access to the park. And that's very clear in this lease. So basically, the action item now is just to follow up with the district and make sure that we can extend the 5-year term of the lease. Right.
Okay. So the board had took action at the meeting on Saturday to go ahead and instruct me to notify them that the snow line that the district was exercising that option, and I did send that email out. Stephanie, I don't know if you.
I did.
I sent it out late today, and I did receive a response. I can read it. Thank you, Steve. We will need to be provided with a certificate of insurance for the mentioned agreement. Please provide a certificate of liability insurance naming Snowline Joint Unified School District and California Schools Risk Management. Coverage layer needs to be $2 million per occurrence. Could you also provide a copy of the signing agreement? So we'll have to work on the insurance part of it and then make sure we get that over to you.
Right.
This agenda item also is intended to deal with, to cover whether or not there was a discussion with Mr. Rigney and any other member of the county staff regarding the real property interest that the county is supposed to be conveying over to the district. You're supposed to be receiving deeds, either quitclaim deeds or grant deeds, reflecting the ownership interest that's being transferred over to the district.
Was I assigned that task?
No, one was assigned that task. That's good. I had, in the meeting that I attended with LAFCO a month and a half before your formation, county staff had indicated that they would be providing that information, and that had not yet been received. So in case that came up during your discussions, I wanted to make sure that there was an agenda item for that to take place. No one was tasked. And I still have not yet received.
Yes, Susan.
I can approach. Here's the agenda item from the Board of Supervisors meeting on the 13th that conveys the property.
Thank you.
The 13th of June?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you get this over to Steve?
Had approved it on June 13th. But we have not yet received the deeds or the documents reflecting that conveyed. Thank you.
Just seems like we gotta somebody's gotta be tasked with actually making some calls.
What I'll do is, since I'll be receiving something from County Council, probably Don Martin from County Council's office, and she's fantastic, by the way. She's very easy to work with, so I don't anticipate any problem. Then I'll follow up with her on this item as well.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Okay, item 9, future board meetings and agenda items. When is our future board meeting?
Our first regular meeting would be.
We have our
regular meeting. Yeah, or the first Tuesday of the month.
Starting in September, right?
Yeah.
So we need to call another special meeting for our next discussion.
Now, special meetings can be called under the Brown Act two ways. One is the board president has authority to call a special meeting on his own. And the other way is that a quorum of the board, which kind of doesn't make sense given that a quorum of the board can't discuss this or business amongst themselves, but a quorum of the board can call a special meeting, which means that you can, a quorum of the board can talk about calling the special meeting, when to hold it, and what items to include on the agenda. You just can't discuss the merits of those items. So those are two ways in which you can call it, outside of having an agenda item during an actual meeting like we have here. So either the board can set a special meeting date now, or can do so on 3 or 4 hours notice, either through board president action or through an action report.
Now, if we call a special meeting date, do we have to have the agenda right now, or can we develop the agenda, or how does that?
It could be developed after, certainly after today. It just needs to be posted.
Okay.
24 hours in advance.
Okay, I think we should try to find another date. That's a pretty big gap.
And we cannot waver from that agenda for special meetings.
That's correct. You have a deadline.
We have an ad hoc committee for that.
Okay, that's going to be reported. That's me.
So we need to have a special meeting next week, I would say, right, on Tuesday?
A special meeting next week.
I didn't know what Randy said. No.
He was saying that the important item that needs to be on the agenda needs to be addressed, which is why we need to call a special meeting, is the dump card booming deadline. But we have an ad hoc committee formed for that.
We already have an ad hoc committee for that, right?
We do, but we still need to have a meeting next week, right?
Yeah. I think so. Can Natalie, can you figure out what the schedule would be?
Yeah.
Can I interject here for a second? Next Tuesday would normally be the Cofield meeting, but we are meeting at the country club that night, so the second Tuesday would be available to you.
Very good. Thank you, Lynn.
I mean, staff open the following night. I don't know, it's not open the following night. I mean, I would suggest next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Yeah, to make it easy.
Next Tuesday, 7 p.m.
11. Tuesday the 11th.
Tuesday the 11th, 7 p.m.
Is that okay with everyone else?
Yeah. Acceptable yes, to everybody?
Sure. Thank you, Lynn.
Okay.
And then we would create an agenda from now.
Yeah, we'll create an agenda
Friday,
and we'll get it posted.
Yeah, so, if you want to email me any agenda items, that would be great. I saw a couple of email transmissions from Director Lopiccolo regarding the dump cart issue today, so that might be
okay.
Be
perfect.
There's an audience member
with
a question.
But can you hang on to just a few more minutes here? Okay. Number 10, director's comments. Any other comments from any other directors?
Excuse me. On that issue.
I'm sorry. Can you hang on a second? We'll take your comments at the end. Okay.
And you don't want to discuss. You don't want to have public comment on each issue.
No, not at this time.
Okay.
Well, I would recommend before you move on to this issue, if there's a comment on this particular issue, then you go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Steve. Yeah. You have a comment on this issue?
Yes.
Can you come to the mic, please?
My name is John Lanoux. When the MAC was in operation, we had a situation where we had a sign-in sheet when we came in, and that sign-in sheet also included the option of putting in an email address. And that was very convenient for us as members of the community. That email address would get us the minutes and the agenda prior to the meeting.
Okay.
So if that's at all possible, we would certainly appreciate it.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
If you don't mind me saying, that is an absolute excellent idea.
Yeah.
And I will go ahead and prepare a sign-in sheet, and we'll have that for the next board meeting. And under the Brown Act, sign-in sheets are permissible. They're not mandatory that the people who want to attend meetings sign, and there's specific language that I would have to add on to that sign-in sheet. If you notice, there's also language at the bottom of this agenda, which is also based on Brown Act requirements regarding disability-related modifications. So, but I think the sign-in sheet idea is a great idea, and I'll go ahead and prepare that, and it'll be available for you next week.
That's great.
Hi, Cynthia Beal again, B-I-E-H-S. Now, I specifically asked about the dump cards, and I was told that it maybe will be discussed, but then I just heard Stephanie say it'll be discussed next Wednesday. Can you kind of clarify things
sure.
for me?
Thank yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's a separate issue. So the issue is a little confusing for us, especially right at this moment. So we have San Bernardino County and we have LA County, and San Bernardino County has already been issued the dump cards for this fiscal year. LA County does not have any dump cards, but they will be taxed in November. Sorry, it's not a tax, it's a special fee, a special assessment. See, I'd like to get the language correct. Okay. And that will appear on property tax bills in November. And for that fee,
for
Los Angeles County, that's correct. Nothing changes in San Bernardino County, including the dump card program. For the fiscal year 2017-2018, nothing will change for the dump card program for San Bernardino County. There's nothing that we can do. So Natalie and I are going to go meet with Solid Waste to discuss the details of all these issues. But I think that addresses your question. Right.
Okay.
You're welcome. Yes, Lynn. Sorry.
Shut up. Lynn Crawford. Regarding public comments, on Saturday, when you guys were discussing the Sunshine Ordinance, there was kind of a brief discussion about when there would be public comments. And I don't think that in the if everything was going on, that it was actually really kind of decided. And so today, when you went to the agenda, you left no room for public comments in each agenda item. And I know there were people here in the audience that wanted to say something about that particular item. I'd like to see that issue addressed maybe for the next time.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're right. I think we should have public comments after each item. Okay, are there any director's comments? Anybody want to make any comments?
There's a comment from
there's not one. Sorry.
Exactly when that space came available. And this is backdating to a prior comment that I heard that you made about doing
something. Put the mic up, Liz.
I'm glad that's on the list again. And let's see. There is such a thing as an irrigation audit, and people actually do this and save a lot of money doing it because things can be a little bit out, and that costs a lot of money. So once there is no building problems with valves and so forth, I would recommend that you take it into consideration to see if there's a licensed irrigation water auditor so that it gets irrigated without a lot of extra expense. Fooling around with timers is kind of weird. Okay, so that's my comment.
Glenn, is that in your field of expertise?
I have done that, but I'm not licensed. I've done that, but I'm not a licensed.
I don't think you have to be licensed to do that job. We'll be calling.
Wednesday, Shannon will be here. She'll have the keys.
You know where we are.
It's a good idea. Okay, now we'll go to director's comments.
I wanted to make a comment to thank them. We already thanked Dusty, but to thank Alex and Lynn and Dusty and Laura Zuber and whoever I am missing that has helped clean toilets and collect trash. Natalie,
yes.
Everyone, thank you so much.
Thank you all very much. The meeting's adjourned.
The next meeting is Tuesday,
July 11th at 7 p.m.
What?